You will hear a travel agent talking to a customer about cruise holiday options for him and his wife.
Good morning. How can I help?
Well, it's our golden wedding anniversary coming up next year, and I know my wife has always wanted to go on a cruise. I'm here to find out what's available.
The answer to that is a lot. First of all, where in the world do you think you'll want to go? There are cruises to the Mediterranean and the Caribbean, but also to the fjords of Norway. Plus, there are river cruises along the Rhine, the Danube, or the Nile.
I see. We both like going to Spain. What about one of these Mediterranean cruises?
Well, O&P's Mediterranean cruise sails from Southampton and over the following 2 days travels through the Straits of Gibraltar before its first stop at Barcelona.
And the classic cruises?
That sails from Rome, with a return flight from a range of UK airports included in the price.
So the two cruises are more or less the same?
Not really. Classic cruises specialises in history, with talks by experts and visits to famous historic sites, like Pompeii and Athens. O&P's is more leisure-orientated.
My wife does like relaxing on a beach.
Well, O&P's 2-week Caribbean cruise visits some of the world's most beautiful beaches. The turquoise waters are sensational. Like classic cruises, they offer a choice of flights from UK airports to Bermuda, where the ship is moored.
That's great, but I worry that it may be a bit too hot. And if the weather's bad, we could get seasick.
Well, you may want to consider a river cruise, or a cruise along the Norwegian fjords. I've been on Nordic's cruise and it's fantastic. If you're unlucky, it can be a little choppy when you cross the North Sea from Felixstowe. But after that, the fjords are as calm as a mill pond. Plus, the views are spectacular, and the food is excellent, serving up a Scandinavian smorgasbord. The Rhine cruise avoids rough seas, obviously. But it's great. Plus, it is the standard of accommodation, with no inner cabins. You can stop at beautiful historic cities, which are great for sightseeing and shopping.
As well as lying on the beach, my wife loves shopping.
In that case, you may want to consider O&P's Mediterranean cruise.
That's great, but what are the prices?
This is where that Mediterranean cruise is real value for money. Have a look at this list. Like O&P's Caribbean cruise, it's also a fortnight long, but its cabins can be less than half the price.
Well, the Caribbean cruise is expensive, but I guess you get what you pay for, it being so far away and all.
True. And you've got to remember that O&P offers you up to £700 credit per cabin to spend while you're on board.
And it's a lot cheaper than the classic cruise trip.
That's true, but the standard of service on classic cruise makes it worth it. Mind you, though the cheapest cabins are £1,139, £40 more than O&P's Mediterranean cruise, their most expensive is £200 cheaper.
The Norwegian cruise also looks good value.
That's true. And you can get their best cabin, with a balcony, for less than a mid-range cabin on most other cruises.
Cheaper than the Rhine cruise, that's for sure. What's that, £2,500 for their suite? It's a bit steep.
True, but you will be in the lap of luxury.
Well, I think I'll have to think about all of this. Thanks for all your help.
Thank you. And please, come back in if you have any other questions.